Good morning, and welcome to Simply Startups. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. On today's show, HR tech startup Rippling reaches a valuation of $13.5 billion after a Coatue-led funding round, and 14 Peaks Capital closes a $30 million fund to support startups reshaping fintech and the future of work. Plus, London-based recycling startup Sorted secures over 1.9 million euro to tackle the material sorting gap. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Startups. We start off with some big news in the startup world. Rippling, a workforce management platform startup, has raised $1.2 billion in a new funding round that values the company at $16 billion. The group of investors also agreed to buy back up to $590 million of stock from employees and early investors in a separate tender offer, signaling strong demand to own stakes in Rippling. Here with more details is our Simply Startups correspondent. So this is a big jump in valuation for Rippling in a short period of time. What's driving that?
That's right, David. Rippling's valuation has steadily risen and is now at $16 billion, up from $11.25 billion just a few months ago in March. This is quite rare among late-stage startups right now. The key driver is that Rippling's revenue has been doubling year over year, according to the company's CEO, Parker Conrad. Rippling offers a unique platform that combines HR, IT, and finance functions to help companies manage their operations. It's competing with large established players like Workday and ADP, as well as other startups in the space.
Founders Fund made a huge $310 million commitment in this round, their biggest single check ever. What does that signal about Rippling and this space overall?
It's a major vote of confidence in Rippling's business and growth trajectory. Raising this amount of money in the current environment is impressive. It also reflects growing optimism in the tech sector, driven by expectations of interest rate cuts and excitement around artificial intelligence, or AI. Companies that can demonstrate strong growth while making progress toward profitability, as Rippling seems to be doing, are getting rewarded with higher valuations by investors.
The company says it has over $1 billion in cash now. How do they plan to deploy that capital?
Rippling has ambitious expansion plans. The company, which already has 2,800 employees across offices in the US, India, Ireland, the UK, and Australia, plans to enter more international markets. It also intends to invest heavily in research and development and build new products to support its clients, which include companies like TaskRabbit and Five Guys with under 2,000 employees. While Rippling is not yet profitable, this cash cushion gives it plenty of runway to keep scaling while moving toward profitability.
CEO Parker Conrad also said Rippling has no immediate plans to go public, but could arrange regular tender offers to provide liquidity to employees. How would that work?
Late-stage startups like Rippling with high valuations have traditionally aimed for an IPO to give employees and early investors a chance to cash out some of their equity stakes. But the IPO market has been largely shut down for over a year now. By arranging regular tender offers, where the company or outside investors buy back shares from employees and early investors, Rippling can provide liquidity to those stakeholders without having to go public before it's ready. It's an increasingly common strategy for mature, highly valued startups in the current environment.
Thanks for that report on the interesting developments at Rippling and in the broader startup ecosystem. Staying on the topic of venture capital, Swiss firm 14 Peaks Capital has closed its first fund at $30 million, with backing from limited partners, high net worth individuals, and family offices across Europe and the United States. The firm focuses on investing at the earliest stages in B2B SaaS companies, particularly in fintech and the future of work. For more, we're joined now by our startup correspondent. So what else can you tell us about 14 Peaks Capital and its investment approach?
14 Peaks Capital was founded just last year in 2022 by Eduardo Ermotti, who serves as the fund's sole general partner. Before starting the firm, Ermotti had experience as an angel investor, backing over 25 companies since 2019. He also gained investing experience at a mid-market private equity firm in London before transitioning to a family office based first in Switzerland and later in the US. This background seems to have shaped 14 Peaks' focus on helping portfolio companies expand beyond their domestic markets, whether that's European startups venturing to the US or expanding across Europe.
And the firm already has a portfolio of investments, correct? Even though the fund just closed?
That's right. 14 Peaks has been quick to put its capital to work. The firm has already backed 11 startups out of this newly closed $30 million fund. Some notable investments include Rain, a US-based HR and payment platform, FlowFi, which provides finance and accounting software, and TuneInsight, a data collaboration company based in Switzerland. 14 Peaks says it ultimately plans to back around 25 companies total out of this first fund.
What are some of the key priorities for 14 Peaks and its founder, Eduardo Armati, as they look to deploy the rest of this fund?
It seems that demonstrating the effectiveness of 14 Peaks' model is a top priority, both to their limited partner investors and to their portfolio company founders. Armati has spoken about wanting to shake things up in terms of how GPs and LPs work together, drawing on his past experience on the LP side. The firm aims to give founders access to its network of successful global investors and their deep experience. Some portfolio founders have praised 14 Peaks for being hands-on in helping craft strategies around scaling and go-to-market.
It will certainly be interesting to watch 14 Peaks' progress and portfolio in the coming years as this new fund gets fully invested. On the topic of emerging startups, a London-based company called Sorted is using AI to help tackle the global waste problem. The company just raised over 1.9 million euros in a seed funding round to expand its efforts. Here with more details is our correspondent. So how exactly is Sorted using AI to improve recycling?
Sorted has developed a system that uses computer vision, spectroscopy, and colored lasers driven by AI to identify and pinpoint valuable, recyclable items on waste sorting lines. This helps human pickers sort materials more effectively. In its first use case, Sorted's technology improved residual waste recovery by over 50%, meaning items that would have gone to incineration can now be recycled, generating additional revenue for Sorted's customers while also reducing carbon emissions.
It sounds like there is a lot of pressure on the waste industry right now to increase recycling and reduce reliance on single-use materials. How does Sorted's solution help address this?
Governments are definitely cracking down and setting ambitious recycling targets. But the waste industry is struggling to keep up with the demand for recycled materials because sorting waste, especially plastics, is so complex. Globally, over 2 billion tons of waste is dumped each year. By digitizing the sorting process with AI, Sorted is enabling the industry to recover more recyclable materials in a cost-effective way to help meet sustainability goals and regulations. The company says its customers are actively looking for solutions like this to avoid increased fees for sending waste to incineration.
What can you tell us about the Sorted team and their experience in this space?
The company was co-founded last year by Arthur Goujon and Luis Espinosa. Goujon brings over 15 years of experience in waste management and tech, including a leadership role at the global waste company Suez. Espinosa has a track record of helping to scale fast-growing startups like Uber and Rappi. With this new funding, they plan to expand the business development and technical teams to accelerate bringing the product to market.
How are Sorted's investors and customers reacting to the technology so far?
The lead investor, Pi Labs, sees huge potential for Sorted to help the world move towards a zero-waste economy by recovering more recycled materials. A manager at Suez UK, one of Sorted's customers, said adapting to maximize the value of waste is their biggest challenge right now. He noted that Sorted understands their operations and is leveraging technology in a pragmatic way to add value from the start without having to redesign their recycling plants.
Thanks for the report on Sorted's AI recycling system. It will be interesting to see how it scales and impacts the growing global waste problem. Shifting gears to another innovative startup, Karlsruhe-based Octomind has raised 4.5 million euro to transform web testing with generative AI. The round was led by European early-stage venture capital firm Cherry Ventures. Octomind aims to enable businesses to find bugs in their websites before customers do, without requiring human input. For more, we're joined by our correspondent. So how does Octomind's technology actually work?
Octomind has created an AI agent that can autonomously test websites for bugs and issues. It looks at a website, understands the key user flows and functionality that needs to work, and then mimics a real user interacting with the site. It will do things like click buttons, enter information into forms, and test signing up for a newsletter. As it goes through these flows, it records the steps to create a test case. Importantly, while the AI identifies what to test, the actual test scripts are generated through more deterministic coding to avoid any AI hallucinations or errors.
And why is this type of AI-powered testing needed now, in particular? What's driving demand?
There are a couple key trends driving the need for more automated testing. First, the rise of no-code tools and AI-generated code is enabling many more people to create web apps quickly. However, research shows this AI-generated code is often of lower quality and more prone to bugs. Second, CTOs increasingly expect developers to do testing themselves rather than QA teams. But manual testing is time-consuming and unpopular with developers. So there's a growing need for tools that can test this explosion of new apps and code, but in an automated way that doesn't bog down developers.
What will Octomind use this new funding for? And how big is the opportunity they're going after?
The 4.5 million euro in seed funding will go towards improving the stability and reliability of Octomind's AI-based testing. It's still early days for the technology. In terms of the market opportunity, software testing is already a $38 billion market today. But as more testing work shifts to developers, it could grow to a $184 billion market. It's also one of the least automated parts of the software development lifecycle. So there's a lot of potential for AI and automation to make developers' lives easier when it comes to testing.
It will certainly be an interesting space to watch. Thanks for that report on Octomind and the future of AI-powered software testing. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Startups. We'll see you back here tomorrow.